This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Lauren Turton, and here's what's happening. Despite the efforts to keep two Delaware County hospitals open, the parent company of Crozier Health System has decided to close the hospitals for good. Thousands are expected to lose their jobs. And as KYW's John McDevitt reports, a bankruptcy hearing is scheduled for tomorrow.
Prospect Medical Holding has decided to shutter Taylor Hospital in Ridley Park and Crozier Medical Center in Chester. There was the recent $20 million lifeline extension by Delaware County and the Commonwealth, as well as an additional $20 million granted by the Foundation of Delaware County to keep the hospitals afloat. While the money and credit is gone and there is no buyer, a bankruptcy hearing is scheduled for 2:30 p.m. Tuesday, when a plan to begin the closure of the hospitals is expected to be worked out. Senator Tim Carney says EMS transportation will be diverted starting on Wednesday.
Because this has been happening in slow motion, the county, I think in particular, has done a great job at planning and figuring out. They have a series of work groups that were set up for basically the what-if situations. The EMS, there is actually a plan prepared for how to provide those services.
More than 2,500 hospital workers are expected to be laid off. In a statement, Governor Josh Shapiro said Prospect caused this crisis and they must be held accountable for their reckless actions. He added their conduct and mismanagement must be fully reviewed in the bankruptcy legal process to hold them to account under the law. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
Mourners from all over attended a special afternoon mass at the Cathedral Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul in remembrance of Pope Francis. KYW Sharaday Howard was there.
God called him home. Said Francis done a good job.
Archbishop Nelson Perez led a very special mass in honor of who he describes as a good friend and a man of the people.
He's also going to be remembered as a Pope of encounters between people, especially those on the margins and the poor, the Pope of the poor.
And that's why he says dozens of Catholics and non-Catholics made their way to the Cathedral Basilica along the Parkway, saying the Pope inspired so many. Mackenzie and her friend Kate say his humanity is what spoke loudest.
And we're not Catholic, but we were like devastated. I think he has a very warm life. Legacy, and he'll be missed.
Sharon Tyson isn't Catholic, but was determined to attend her first mass at the Basilica in honor of Pope Francis.
I didn't expect to cry, it's not so much, but I know he's with the Father, and I just think he was beautiful. He was absolutely beautiful. So the mass matches the Pope.
Charity Howard, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
While SEPTA seeks more green from Harrisburg, it's working to make its bus fleet greener. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
While SEPTA seeks more funding to fill a big budget deficit, it's not cutting back on its sustainability efforts, says the transit agency's chief innovation officer, Emily Yates.
Right now, we're moving full speed ahead. We see sustainability as a cost-savings measure. You know, we save energy, we save money.
SEPTA retired its last all-diesel bus a year ago, and its 1,400-vehicle fleet is nearly all hybrid. Speaking at an Earth Day event Monday, Yates said SEPTA is still trying to determine the most cost-effective way of converting its fleet to zero emission.
We're trying to understand better what the true costs are of battery electric versus fuel cell and how that kind of plays out financially.
Yates says SEPTA is using its existing budget to run its sustainability program and not expecting any funding from the federal government. At SEPTA headquarters, Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Organizers are getting ready for Philly Black Pride, the annual weekend celebration honoring the local LGBTQ plus community of color. KYW's Sunny Morgan has more.
In its 26th year, Philly Black Pride's theme is Love is Love. Organizers say they want to continue being a space where queer people of color feel solidarity, love, and joy amid the current political climate. The weekend will include a queer musician showcase and game night on Thursday, and a Black Queer Empowerment Summit on Sunday. Jason Bowman, the vice president of Philly Black Pride, says the black and brown pride flag will be raised at City Hall on Friday.
Scheduled to speak, Malcolm Kenyatta, AJ Hikes, which was the former executive director of the LGBTQ Affairs Office at Philadelphia Mayor's Office, also the creator of the black and brown, more color, more pride flag.
The event was started in August 1999 by the late Michael Hinson, a longtime advocate for black LGBTQ issues in Philly, who also served in former Mayor Street's administration as the liaison for the queer community. Historically, Black Pride happens on the same weekend as the Penn Relays to welcome queer athletes of color who are able to privately enjoy pride events, according to Bowman.
The city of Philadelphia does not really have a lot of spaces that are safe and inclusive to black and brown queer people. We lost the only two black and brown queer bars in the neighborhood, Level Up and Cockatoo. So just to know that this celebration is still finding different ways to collaborate with other, you know, event spaces to create those moments of joy and celebration is an exciting thing.
Sunny Morgan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's CL Local. I'm Lauren Turton. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.